The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
Okay, this is Ralph Herbert Winterow II. I'm sitting in for John Stutmuller today. I'm in Alaska, and man, I'm telling you, the old snow is just a vanishing. And I said, man, oh man, I love springtime in Alaska, especially when I see that snow go away. So if I had the money, I'd be a snowbird, but I don't. So, well, I'm going to talk about some interesting things today. We have this HR1, this voter thing. And I would challenge that probably nobody has read the dang thing. I went in to find out how to get a copy. I finally got, so I know how to do this, because I'm going to be having on my home page, I'm going to be explaining what is going on with these bills, what to search for, and it's going to be on my home page soon. I'm not quite done with the APA yet, the Administrative Procedures Act stuff. But we're in a war. And we better wake up. And the enemy is agencies. And I'm going to talk about that later on in the hour. But we have also, Congress is an enemy. But they can't reach you and me. And they use agencies to get to us. And I'm going to explain how they do that. And I'm going to go into HR1, that's now sitting, I guess, in the Senate. What do you ask your senator or representative? I went to a meeting last night of Republicans over in Big Lake and brought up some stuff. They don't want to hear it. They're old guard. Well, we're going to fight. Yeah, you don't even know how to fight. Unbelievable. Same old nonsense. Raise money. Not going to do it. Anyway, I want to have this, because this was right on point, I thought, to what's going on in America. I once was a policeman. It was done by Bill Still. And let's go ahead and play that clip, because I'm telling you what, if we do not support the police, I thought, I've got to go back and look, but Senator Kennedy, I think he said there was like 60 million contacts with the police, with people. And we have on a handful, 20-some blacks unarmed and whites. Whites are more dangerous to get, or more getting killed. Out of all of these contacts, let's go ahead and play this clip.
Good Sunday morning. I'm still reporting on the coup. A key part of the coup is to destroy the rule of law as our mighty nation was founded on the principles of equal justice before the law, as well as honest police work that helps keep us safe from criminals. Once that is broken down, then we are no longer subject to the rule of law, but we devolve 300 or 400 years back to the law of the jungle and the rich oppressing the poor, only with a different set of middlemen oppressors. This came in today from an anonymous author entitled, "I Was a Police Officer." I can't say this any better. I was a police officer. Today I will not answer the radio call that your boyfriend has come home drunk and is beating you again. Today, I will not answer the radio call that your 16-year-old daughter, who is very responsible, is 4 hours late coming home from school. Today, I will not answer the radio call that your store has been robbed or your house has been burglarized. Today, I will not stop a drunk driver from killing someone. I will not catch a rapist or a murderer or a car thief. Today, I will not answer the radio call that a man has a gun or tried to abduct a child or that someone has been stabbed or has been in a terrible accident. Today, I will not save your child that you locked in a car or the child you were too busy to watch who went outside and fell into the swimming pool, but I revived. No, today I will not do that. Why? Today I was suspended from duty for doing my job because the media, liberals, a community organizer, a lawyer who formerly represented terrorists and is currently the U.S. Attorney General, and a mayor who ran on an anti-police agenda, who are all advised by a drug dealer, liar, and income tax cheat. And all who know nothing about policing have vilified my profession because today, I was killed by a drunk driver while I was helping push a disabled car off the highway. Today, I was shot and killed during a routine traffic stop to simply tell someone that they had a taillight out. Today, I was killed in a traffic accident rushing to help a citizen. Today, I was shot and killed serving a warrant on a known drug dealer. Today, I was killed by a man when I came by to do a welfare check because his family was too busy. Today, I was killed trying to stop a bank robbery or a grocery store robbery. Today, I was killed doing my job. A chaplain and an officer will go to a house and tell a mom or dad or a wife or husband or a child that their son or daughter or husband or wife or father or mother won't be coming home today. The flags at many police stations were flown at half-mast today, but most people didn't know why. There will be a funeral, and my fellow officers will come. A 21-gun salute will be given, and taps and bagpipes will be played as I am laid to rest. My name will be put on a plaque, on a wall, in a building, in a city, somewhere. A flag folded will be placed on a mantle or a bookcase, in a home somewhere, and a family will mourn. There will be no cries for justice. There will be no riots in the streets. There will be no officers marching, screaming, "No justice, no peace." No citizens will scream that something must be done. No windows will be smashed. No cars burned. No stones thrown. No names called. Only someone crying themselves to sleep tonight will be the only sign that I was cared about. I was a police officer.
I find that very moving. We have today, we want to defund the police. All that's working out so well in New York and Chicago. Chicago, blacks are killing blacks. Blacks are killing black children. Oh, this is a dang good thing to be doing. Are we like stupid? Are we? Where is the outcry? I watch these people testify about the businesses. Why don't they get wise up? The problem is the idiots you're voting in. Of course, now that we have Dominion and these other outfits, they're probably rigged elections. I don't know. Mike Lindell says it's happened in every state. Now, I believe him because he's got the evidence. Even in Alaska, I can't figure out how we keep getting these corrupt judges by 52 or 53. They just barely make it over the hump. Isn't that amazing how that works? What we have today is a modern version of what the Bolsheviks did in Russia. We have the Pravda, which means truth. It was a printed newspaper then. And Investia, which was the news. And they both went out of business about 1991. But they were the propaganda machines. We have the media today. We have the big tech guys. They're liars. They're shutting down free speech. The thing is, what is amazing, we have, like George Floyd, we had a picture of a whole church full of politicians. My God, that man, he's, I mean, we use official autopsies to determine the death. Oh, no, not in George Ford. We can't do that. I got a copy of it. I read it. There's no damage to the neck. It is actually a taut hold to keep somebody under control so they don't get to doing something. There was no damage to the esophagus. He had three times the lethal dose of fentanyl plus methamphetamines and other stuff. And he was saying, I can't breathe, before he got out of the SUV. We don't talk about that. We have these people, I saw. I don't give a hoot. It's not fact. So who happened? We got all these people. We get Brown. Oh, he was in a horse-drawn in a white carriage. And we got George Floyd. He's in a white carriage, horse-drawn. Who comes to the policeman when he dies? What happens when a policeman dies? Does the church fill up with the citizens and, man, the guy died trying to protect my child? Here's what happens for every policeman that dies. Let's go ahead. This is what police get. This is what you get in the military. You get maybe 3 or 21 gun salute. Do the people show up in mass? Do they line the road? No. Why? What is wrong with this, folks? There are always a few instances of where some policeman is going to make a bad call. He may be a bad guy eventually. I don't know. It's so rare compared to the amount of interference. I tell you, I had 171 traffic citations or something like that. I met a lot of police. And I tell you, the first dang thing I learned, when one of them, I had a telephone snips on my hip, and they had a cop on both sides. Good. I learned very quickly to put my hands on the steering wheel. And I, under no circumstances, would it ever even cross my mind, because I was arrested and hauled off so many times. Why? Because I refused to give up that I didn't own the vehicle. I finally found out why. I'm stupid. I regret it. I spent tens of thousands of dollars to be able to prove I don't own the car. You don't own your car, I guarantee you. You just think you do. All I had to do was go to Wasilla Chevrolet. The thing is, you always go to the root. The root of the problem. Where does this thing start? I went over there. I looked at all these papers. I'd bought a lot of new vehicles. I never read all that stuff. I got my 67 Corvette with 575 brake horsepower, off-road exhaust. Where do I sign? Man, I tell you, I never read anything. Which I had. What do they do? Every brand new automobile, before it ever leaves, you have to sign a power of attorney. It's called attorney in fact, where all right, title, and interest is given away to the state. And they hand carry another document called the MSO that says whoever has that owns the property. That is hand carried in Wasilla, 10 miles to Palmer. And they issue me a certificate of title. Oh, wow, man, that's good. I got it paid up. Then they say, there may be other interests not showed. What the hell does that mean? It's just a two-line sentences. Just that simple. What we think we know that's not so, like Mark Twain, I will paraphrase, is the problem. Why do we not think that we have to have a rule of law? How do you have a rule of law? if you do not have somebody with police power. Not going to happen. It's conclusive. Look at New York. Look at Baltimore, Philadelphia, Chicago. That idiot that's the mayor up there. Unbelievable. And people are, see, the thing that I'm getting to now is, with smart, whatever it is, smart something and Dominion and these things, the elections are all rigged. All of them. So we've been voting and we don't understand. They can throw these votes. And Mike Lindell's got conclusive evidence. I highly recommend go to LindellTV.com. Look at the evidence. Make up your own mind. Don't take anybody's word for anything. I operate myself. I do my own research. I have Westlaw. And if you don't have Westlaw and you're in the battle, just go do something else. Because you're not going to win. Takes too much time. Because I have access to things that I can do in 10 to 15 seconds. I can do a word search in all of the law reviews, stuff, all kinds of stuff. And I can get it back in 10, 15 seconds. Then all I got to do is figure out where I want to go. And then I got to go weed through it. But at least I have it. I could do more than 10,000 attorneys in a law library in 10, 15 seconds. And I could teach somebody in Westlaw in about 15 minutes what to do. It's a simple thing. I got one cert. Advanced cert. And then you learn how to search on paragraphs or in a word or whatever. All there is to it. I have to understand our politicians are liars. They are lying to us. Big time. Even the Republicans, even the ones we think are on our side, they don't tell us the whole truth. Why is that? I'm going to go in now to, before I get into the APA, identifying our enemy. I'm going to be downloading that Floyd Act or whatever the heck it is that they're working on now to see what that says. So I found out today, I call my good Senator Sullivan. Not as worthless as Onabore, you know what I'm talking about. We had the other one, Murkowski. God, she makes, she's right up there with Pelosi and Schumer and all those. I mean, she's really a work of art. She makes Rhino seem like a saint. So I go in, I find out, I said, how could I look at H.R. 1? I want to see what it says, because all I hear on the news is they're going to nationalize the elections. And they're looking to make D.C. a state. What happened to the word several states? Is that like important? Is there a difference? These guys change a word or two. So I go in. I download the PDF. It's locked up. I expect that because it's a bill. It's all locked up. You can't highlight it. You can't do anything. So it's 886 pages. I put it into a TIFF. I turn around in the program and take my computer and put it back into one, and I OCR it. But they also had a text of it. Well, that's great. Hey, wow. I go and look at the text. There's no way to download it. I called up Dan Sullivan. I said, how come you got a text and I can't just, where's the ability, what the thing to download? Well, they don't provide that. Why are they doing this? To make it difficult, because you see, if you can download it and if you can highlight it, you can send it out and enlighten other people what's going on. So I copied it all, pasted it into Word. I also got the other one done, the PDF. And I'm going to be bringing up this on my homepage. I'm going to be bringing up all of Comrade Biden's executive orders, the ones that are important, and why almost every one of them is smoke, how every agency operates by regulation, and it's all a load of turds. It's a lie. Have they taught you how? Oh, we're going to break, and Mark in Florida, you're up next.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
We're back here. This is Ralph from Monroe the Second. I sometimes feel like I'm like a voice crying in the wilderness, and I don't in any way compare to myself to the person that used that in the Bible, but it's amazing how many people don't want to hear the truth. It's almost like the movie The Matrix, and we're being ruled by machines. We are. Dominion, Smartmatic, all these machines. And I'm with Mike Lindell. If we don't fix the elections and machines, it's irrelevant, because software can make take any number and make it come out anything. It's irrelevant. Mark in Florida, question, comment?
Yeah, Ralph, can you hear me?
Absolutely, I can. Clear up in Alaska, or 4,000 miles away.
Oh, good. Thanks. I'm going to disagree with you a bit on the police. My last encounter with the police, and I drive tractor trailer and I make local deliveries. And I was making a delivery pretty much in a rural area, two-lane road, and I'm facing south in the northbound lane. But I'm off on the road because I need to get to this house, and every car could work their way among themselves around me, and they weren't having any problem getting around me. And I'm ready to clean up and put my lift gate up and put my jack back in the truck and get ready to pull away. And the sheriff pulls up behind me, parks the hood of his car underneath my lift gate, and has a tail end of his car over in the southbound lane. Now, he's blocking traffic, and his rule to me was, I'm not allowed to park on the street. And I said, well, I'm making a delivery. I'm not parking. He said, you can't park on the street. And I looked up and down my tractor trailer and said, well, then how would you suggest I make this delivery? He said, well, you back in your driveway. And I'm thinking, these guys are madmen, Ralph.
Okay, let me stop you right there. I have had enough encounters with police to have some police are in the minority. There are some of them that are out of line and maybe actually break the law. So my question to you, do you want to defund the police and not have them, or yes or no?
I would rather not have a man wearing costumes with badges and guns. No, I do not want the police.
I'm going to take you what your word is. Okay, so you don't want any police, okay? So you call, okay. you're in the house, and somebody's breaking into your house. What are you going to do?
Shoot.
Oh, so we want to get back. Maybe I don't have a gun because, see, they just taken all my guns away. Now what am I going to do?
Well, who took your guns away? The police?
Well, no, the government. Well, they're out there. Haven't you been listening to Comrade Biden? You're not allowed to own weapons because you're dangerous. So now I don't have
Ralph.
Let's take this situation.
The congressman isn't, and the mayor isn't going to take your gun. The police officer is. It's not the guy that passes the law.
I'm not going to spend any more time because I'm not trying to be rude, but if you think that we don't have to have somebody with police power called the police, actually the sheriff and his deputies.
Ralph,
you're living in La La Land because we're back to the Wild West. Because what are you going to do? You're going to carry a gun and shoot somebody? Yeah, what's going to happen.
Let me say this, Ralph. It's the duty of the father and the men in the neighborhood to police themselves. They don't need some guy with a costume that's following the dictates of a senator
Or
a congressman.
Thanks for calling, because we're going nowhere here. It's just it sounds like utopia. Well, I got a news for you. We're not there yet, folks. Have I had encounters with the police? I can cite encounters with the police, but you know what I didn't do? I didn't fight with them out there. That's not the place. I surrendered. They hauled my butt to jail more than once. Took $1,000, all old blue, my 1994 Chevrolet. That's not the place. What happens in the gangs in these minority areas? MS-13. These people are scared spitless. They kill people. And they kill your family members if you talk. And you think you don't need the police? Look at what's happening right now. Are we like stupid? Look what Rudy Giuliani did to New York. And look what it is now under Blasio. It's a free-for-all. Black Lives Matter. These people are out to overthrow our republic. We have to have a rule of law. Are there a few police that make mistakes? Absolutely. Should they be punished if they really did step across the line? Yes. But the amount of them, it is so out of proportion. It's just unbelievable. And people are falling for this nonsense. We have to have somebody that's got police power. We have to have, just like if accidents show up. Oh, okay, well, we don't have any police, so we have an accident. So who's going to determine who's at fault? Oh, I don't know. I'll call a social worker. What shall I call? Somebody was killed. Well, we don't gotta worry about it because the police are too. They're not gonna come to police because we don't have enough. What are you gonna do? Our whole culture is based on being accountable. It's based on a rule of law of which the English. We have the English common law. Those people fought like hell over there in England to get us a rule of law, which we improved upon big time. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Okay, well, we're back, and this is Ralph Hermit, Winter Road II, coming to you live out of Alaska, sitting in for John Stettmiller. And, John, you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, Ralph, I'll try to keep this really brief. You can hear me okay, I trust?
I absolutely can. We're speaking the old English language, and I'm not real good at it, but I'm better at it, way better than Spanish, so go ahead.
that's good enough for me, Ralph. Hey, Ralph, look, that Bill Still clip that you played at the beginning,
yes.
He mentioned one scenario that immediately brought people like you and me to my mind, and he said he used the term income tax cheat,
mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering what you made of that exactly.
Well, I'll tell you unequivocally. I'm going to talk about it unequivocally. I quit paying the income tax in 1995. I ran up to a $2 million business until 2001. Of course, I got Joyce Riley funded. I got behind her because I looked at her evidence and I spent tens of thousands of dollars. I got the first video done for her. She was an amazingly smart, very good speaker. I rented the UAA auditorium. I put out all of this information, And we got about 20 out of the 60 senators and representatives of Alaska. No damn one of them stayed the whole time. I had a doctor that had got Gulf War Syndrome, his wife. I flew him up out of Oklahoma. I flew up a guy out of Arizona that was at the Camisea, 10 square miles. He witnessed the blowing up of biologicals and chemicals, and his wife got it. He got it, and all of his kids got it. And they didn't stay the whole time. So what did they do? See, I was naive back then. They went after the guy that did the video. He was in Anchorage, or in Mosulla. I was on his TV show once, and that stopped that. They canceled the show. Then they got around and deported him back to Liechtenstein. And he was married in Alaska. They went after my business, and in 3 years, they had me out of business. I had a $2 million business, and I lost it. You know what? I am so damn proud, because I'll tell you what, Joyce Riley helped thousands and thousands of vets with the truth, because I give a helping hand. All she needed was money, and I had it, so I gave it to her. She had the facts. I checked it out. They were certified. I helped Joyce or Dr. Judy Wood with the Twin Towers, the only forensic investigation, the only one in all of America.
I'm aware of it. I'm aware of it, Ralph. Yes.
And nobody would help her. Why? Why? I mean, they fired her at Clemson over it. I got her contract, got her book. She got her book published. What is wrong with America? Where the hell is the people that's got any backbone? I watched on, I got back into Fox Nation because of Tucker, and I watched what George Washington did. And I watched the people that were mariner types, and I got to see the picture of the ship, the boats they used, and what those people did. And I think if they went across the river at night, I think it was 9 miles or something, they still walked. And he got his butt kicked many times. And we are cowards. We have no idea how blessed we are for what they fought for. And it just boils me to no end to see these people that don't want to fight. Why?
Well, question. I'm sorry.
Then are the IRS, getting back to your question.
Right.
I used to say, go to tax court.
Yeah, that's not the answer.
No, that's, well, how did I find that out?
It's only for taxpayers,
Ralph. I wanted to take judicial notice. Why did I say that? Because I was ignorant and illiterate. But I'll tell you one thing. When a man finds out he is honestly mistaken, he does one of two things. He either be mistaken, or he ceases to be honest.
It's a very old truism, very old, but very old.
And I
very
changed true, that. So what makes it so easy? Why would I take, they talk about, these agencies talk about about statutes. They have no authority. Congress does statutes. Agencies do regulations. That's a fact. The Federal Register Act of 1935 mandates it. It said if it has general applicability and legal effect, it shall be in the Federal Register. So the only thing you have to establish, are you an agency or a federal agency? They don't hide it. They admit it. Oh, yeah, I'm an agency. So then where would I go look to see what they can use? Because we have a parallel government working here. Congress does statutes, even though they're smoking mirrors. That's another story.
Yeah, Ralph, I'm hoping you'll...
So the other thing, I am being counted by ATF, by CDC, EPA, IRS. How can I fight these things? If
okay,
you
so
don't
you're
know,
go it by virtue of the agencies.
Identify, are
argument.
You an agency or a federal agency? The President of the United States is a federal agency. They mandated it. That's where he does executive orders. But everything has to be in the Federal Register. All of the federal orders are in the register, Federal Register. They are general applicability and legal effect. So if they're even going to have any effect on you and me, they got to be there. If they're not, we're done. The other thing,
Ralph,
that's important, because they're creating...
Getting back to my question. Can you hear me, Ralph?
Well,
can you hear me?
They said anything has to take judicial notice of it. Why would they do that? Because if it's a law... You don't have to say you have to take judicial notice. That's automatic. When you put it in the Federal Register, it's not, because that is the new world of where agencies live. like in the Matrix. This is their world. This is the fictional world. So you have to have a general applicability and legal effect, and everybody has to take judicial notice of within the Federal Register. So the next step is, if you're going to proceed forward, they put everything but the kitchen sink. They have all kinds of regulations. These people are just all kinds of stuff. Because they don't say, is it have the force and effect of law? So they had to enact a new act in 1946 called the Administrative Procedures Act. And what that said is, its only purpose, this is a congressional record, is what's called substantive regulations or a legal rule. And what that means, it has the appearance, it has a force and effect of law. So it can affect you and me. But they got to have a procedure. Just like Congress has a procedure, they have to take a vote in the House. They have to take a vote in the Senate. And they got to get Comrade Biden to sign it or veto, and they can get it done by two-thirds majority. That's called procedure. So the procedure for agencies, after it's in the Federal Register, when everybody has to take judicial notice of it, there's one step before we get to what the procedure is, if it's going to even come to us. They can't do a general allocation. They can't just say, hey, let's have the IRS commissioner. You just make all, at 7805, make all rules and regulations. You know why they can't do that? Because that would be giving away all of the lawmaking power of Congress to an agency. And that ain't going to fly. Too easy to beat. So there has to be a specific, so like if old Comrade Biden's going to do the mass thing, there would have to be a act of Congress, actually it's supposed to be a law of the United States, that says, Mr. the President may, by executive order, issue what is required for masks. Okay, that's step one. That's between the Federal Register Act and the Administrative Procedures Act of the actual procedure. That has to be there. So now then, when you get to the APA, can I tell if it has a forced effect of law? It's extremely easy. But they don't teach us this. You have to go to the compilation of Federal Register publications called the Code of Federal Regulations. And they will have a subject. They have to put the statute number in it. Like 6331, or let's say 6211 and 6212 for deficiency. They have to put, so we can find it. Otherwise, how would we find it? We have to have notice. That's the purpose. So, all I have to do is go in and I look at the individual Federal Register publications and I search on three numbers, 553. That's it. Just that simple. And if it is a formal, they have what's called a formal way of doing it, and they have something called the informal way of doing it. The formal way, they will say, they have to do it in two steps, proposed and final. Proposed, they have to say, hey, yeah, we're going to make it a, under 5 USC 553, we're making a proposed rule. And that means it's going to have the force and effect of law. You get to comment on it. You can actually sue us and all this other garbage, which we don't really care about because it ain't going to happen anyway. Stick to the real issue. Then they have to come back with the final rule and say, oh, yeah, we had a comment, and we addressed the comments. Then they have 30 days to give us notice. And then after that, which is not part of the initial thing, but Congress has 6 months to up or down it, which they never do. They've had a couple of cases where they go after it. They won't touch what's going on because they don't want to let the cat out of the bag. So Congress gets 6 months to say, okay, are you guys screwing them dumb folks out there? Oh, yeah, yeah. So now the informal. That's what I couldn't figure out for a while. How do I defeat it? I have to have something that means something that I can prove. It has to be proven. It can't be what I know what they're doing. It doesn't have the force and effect of law. But I can't prove it. I have to have real evidence. real evidence. And guess what? I found it. And where did I find it? I found initially the Senate report that was done in 1946. And it's Senate report. Oops, I got the wrong. I brought up the wrong document here. Just a minute. I hit the wrong button. That happens occasionally here on my thing. So they brought up Senate report 752. Okay. And they, it's a very extensive 48 pages saying what's supposed to happen. So what's supposed to happen on the ones that aren't formal? They have to, number one, make a proposed rule. Okay. Number two, they have to state, we are not doing 553, which is the formal. They don't say informal, but we're not doing it for just cause. And our cause finds what? It's impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. And they put that in there. So then my next question, does this have the force and effect of law? I don't know. How would I prove it? Oh, I got this. Senate report. And now I know, because I can find it in case law too, now that I know what I'm looking for. But what it says is, the exemptions of an emergency or necessity is not an escape clause. A true and supported or supportable finding of necessity or emergency must be made and published. They didn't put that in that type of language, but it's in the APA. It's there. That's what's missing. They will say it's impractical, it's unnecessary, it's contrary to the public interest. What they never do, it's procedure. They must state, what's your big emergency? Why don't you do a formal way, just like Congress does, and say, hey, we'll have the House do a vote, we'll have the Senate do a vote, and we'll have Comrade Biden sign it. What's this alternate way? How do you get around that? So then you go look, and you start to understand how corrupt our government is. What does impractical mean? It says here, a situation which the due and required execution of an agency functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking procedures. We do not want you to know what we're doing because what we're doing won't stand up. You would be interfering with us controlling you. Really? I don't think that's probably what we had in mind when we put representatives in Congress or legislature. Unnecessary. Oh, it says, well, we're not particularly interested in it. So it's about a part of the law that wouldn't make any difference. So am I supposed to be interested in everything that goes on down in my legislature and Congress? Of course not. But let's say, well, you don't have a specific interest, so we don't got to tell you. Then they put it all out in public interest. It requires the public rulemaking procedure shall not prevent an agency from operating, and that on the other hand, a lack of public interest warrants an agency to dispense with the thing. Shall not prevent. Heaven forbid that would say, you don't have any authority to do this. Why would they? How could we say that? Because they have to have a specific delegated authority identified from Congress to do that specific task, not a general. That's missing. That would stop them. Oh, God, we can't have that. I'd rather be a slave, right? I don't think so. And then, once they get this done, they get around and they wait 30 days again to put it into effect. Does that kind of answer your question? Up on me. So the next question is tax court. IRS is easy. Oh, you got to go to tax court. What do I have to do to get jurisdiction? What is, they call it a ticket. What's my ticket to get into tax court? Let's say, oh, go to tax court. It's called a notice of deficiency and deficiency, 6211 and 6212, statutes, Title 26. But the agency is bringing me in there. And the chief counsel for the IRS is there. It's an agency court. Don't hide it. Chief counsel has all kinds of notices. Most people don't even know that he puts out, just like the attorney general does of the other side. It says 26 CFR 301.6211 and 6212. 301? Wait a minute. Supreme Court of the United States says that Chrysler B. Brown, 1979, if it says a 301, that's what's called housekeeping regulations for their internal nonsense, ignore. Doesn't have anything to do with you or me. It's for the internal use of the Internal Revenue Tribunal. Who the heck cares? It's under 5 USC, look it up, 301. Look up the notes of decisions if you have Westlaw. They don't tell you that's where they're getting it, but that's where it comes from. It's called housekeeping regulations. And they also, they call them interpretive regs. They're just interpreting what Congress did. That, the thing is, there is a procedure. It's formal or it's informal. And the formal says I'm doing 553. You'll never see one. It has to be a proposed rule, final rule. If it is on the informal, there's got to be a proposed rule and a final rule. They even do some with no, they just put it out there. There's no nothing. In 1967, they published all of the Part 301 regs and said, hey, this is what it is. 1960, they did the Part 1, too. They also did the same thing. You just can't make this stuff up. So, unbelievable. Oh, I had my hearing. Volume was turned down. I got to watch that. I have a little switch on my headset. I push that and it turns my volume off. So I don't know. I may have been off the air here for a little bit. I'm back. So this is it. So I looked at the stuff that Mr. Comrade Biden does. What does he do? Oh, I want you to do this, agency to do this. That's fine. He can order an agency to do anything. He can tell them to go to the toilet. He can tell them not to go to the toilet. He can tell them to do whatever. He can tell them to go for the men to go to the women's restroom, whatever he wants. But the agency still has to go through, number one, it's got to be in the Federal Register. Number two, it's got to have a specific delegation of power from Congress, not from Comrade Biden, from Congress. And when it gets into the next phase, the APA, it's either formal, you say 553, we're doing it, proposed rule, final rule, or, which they always do, we're going to do the informal, impractical, unnecessary, not in the public interest, or they got another con. We're going to allow notice and comment. It's irrelevant. I don't care if we notice and comment. It's irrelevant. You have to do the procedure. It'd be like Congress saying, you know what? We're not going to do a vote, but we're going to take, comment, call in and let us know what you think of H.R. 1. We don't have to vote on it. No, we don't have to do that procedure and identify who's doing it. We're just going to take comments. And the people would say, wait a minute, that ain't right. We would understand. That's what they're doing for agencies in their procedural world. It is like a Congress in that respect. There is a procedure they cannot get around. And I guarantee you, I have never yet seen one that has the forced effect of law. I've looked at ATF. On a few of those, I said, well, I'll bet over there they can probably do some of that stuff. No, they're not doing it there. I looked at the CDC on the mask, and they actually say the regulations that they used you go to the regulation and it says it's an interpretive reg. They're interpreting what Congress said. You know, I don't care what you say in your internal CDC interpret. You could interpret it and it means the moon. It's irrelevant. So how do I expose this? Well, that took some. Been there, done that one too. I started under 5 USC 706. It's arbitrary and capricious. Boy, I got him. Yay. No. Didn't read all of the thing. Here we go again. But I thought I knew that wasn't so. It's, boy, I tell you, I've been down that road too many times. And I cross-checked myself many, many times. You just, I don't want to tell you. If you don't cross-check yourself and just what you think you know is not so, will bite you in the tush. Guaranteed. It will do you. Unbelievably. So what is 5 USC 5706? Do you know that they use that against the United States of America, which is supposed to be the real party of interest in these kangaroo United States District Courts? Yeah, I found. Anyway, that's a side issue. Takes some backup to understand it. So what is it said here? 5 USC 706. Number two, hold unlawful or set aside agency action, findings, or conclusions found to be arbitrary, capricious, abuse of discretion, otherwise not in accordance with law, which means they didn't have a specific grant from Congress. That's not the issue. That's called the merits of the case. That's what's in the regulation. How about we go down to D, without observance of procedure required by law? It's just like this HR1. Can I attack what's in the bill now? It's all which I'm going to go into. Or do I attack the procedure? You got to have at least have all those minions of Satan in the House of Representatives and the Senate and Comrade Biden sign the dang thing. That's called procedure. The merits goes to after we get through with procedure, then we go into, wait a minute here. This is nonsense. Now, how could we attack? We can't attack the procedure. These guys stole the elections, and they're up there, and that's another issue. If I'm going to call them up, what am I going to complain about? That's what I asked, trying to get across to this meeting over here last night, and a month ago they had it. I said, call your senator and representative. They don't want this to happen. I said, what's your question? Not going to be. Always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, who take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. We must take America back.
We must take America back. Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.